From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Jason Rezaian, the Washington Post correspondent imprisoned by Iran for 545 days, was welcomed home Thursday by his newsroom colleagues and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. "I'm happy to be home," says the newspaper former Tehran bureau chief. He spoke to a cheering throng at the newspaper's new headquarters not far from the White House in downtown Washington. In a brief speech, Rezaian says it was truly humbling that so many people fought for so long to get him released. The World Health Organization will convene an emergency committee meeting next week on the Zika virus to discuss an international response to the disease. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
WHO Director General Margaret Chan said the Zika virus was considered to be of little threat to humans when it was first discovered in Uganda in 1947. But since that time, she said, it has spread throughout the world and in recent years become associated with neurological complications.
Last year, the virus was detected in the Americas, where it is now spreading explosively.
Chan stressed that a direct causal relationship between Zika virus and these birth defects, known as microcephaly, has not been firmly established, but she said it is strongly suspected, and that has changed the risk profile of the virus from a mild threat to one of alarming proportions. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Political leaders in Somalia have agreed on a framework for holding elections this year. It's a move the international community hopes will stabilize the country. The framework was announced Thursday, 2 days after heated talks in Mogadishu calls for creation of an upper house of parliament with 54 seats allocated among Somalia states. This is VOA News. Sweden says it's preparing to deport about 80,000 asylum seekers who entered the country in record waves last year. The numbers represent half of the 163,000 people who crossed into Sweden, escaping wars in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. The country's interior minister told a Swedish newspaper Thursday that refugees will be expelled because the applications for asylum were being rejected. The rejected applicants will be able to leave voluntarily or forcibly be sent back home. Former Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo has pleaded not guilty as his trial begins Thursday at the International Criminal Court in the Netherlands. Gbagbo is facing charges of crimes against humanity linked to a post-election civil war in his country that left thousands dead in 2010. Fatou Bensouda is a prosecutor in the case.
The prosecution will prove that Mr. Laurent Gbagbo and Mr. Charles Blé Goudé and other members of Mr. Gbagbo's inner circle conceived and implemented a common plan to keep Mr. Gbagbo in power by all means. These means, Mr. President, included the use of the armed forces and violence.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. The U.N. Special Envoy to Syria said Thursday that the peace talk he plans to launch in Geneva are an opportunity not to be missed and urged Syrians to step up to the occasion to end their country's civil war. Speaking in a recorded message to the Syrian people on the eve of the talks, he said the United Nations will never abandon them and urge every Syrian to raise their voice and tell delegations going to Geneva to compromise for the sake of peace. The talks are not being labeled as peace talks, according to VOA's Luis Ramirez.
What we're looking at are proximity talks, that is, negotiations to begin negotiations. So basically the purpose is to lay down the groundwork for the real talks, which would seek to lay out or to establish a ceasefire and ultimately end the war.
The proximity talks are scheduled to begin on Friday, but are likely to be delayed due to ongoing disputes over which opposition parties will attend. The U.S. State Department expressed disappointment at Taiwan's president to plan to travel to Taiping Island. Such an action does not contribute to a peaceful resolution of disputes in the South China Sea. Mark Toner, U.S. Deputy State Department spokesman, said the U.S. welcomes dialogue from parties in the region, saying only through a diplomatic mechanism can issues surrounding the South China Sea be resolved. The Taiwan president traveled to Taiping Island Thursday to meet with the Taiwanese military personnel stationed there ahead of the Lunar New Year. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.